LaShawn Witherspoon, what are you doing?
Good morning, my brother. I am so excited about the announcement. I had no idea in this short amount of time after we decided we're going to do this Disturbed tour, but we need to add some dates around it. I had no idea that the Truman and KC, Kansas, I Love City, was going to come to the plate and make sure that we had a spot to stop in and play at home. And it's going to be really cool, man. Well, I love you guys.
This is going to be such a great deal because I know you guys, this is, you're getting your legs back underneath. You guys are all getting back together again before the Disturbed tour launches. And so this is a chance to see you guys at the Truman in a room that that's you want to talk up close and personal before you go back to doing, arenas again. And this is a great chance. If you're a Seven Dust fan, Jesus Christ, buy those tickets right out of the gate. It's a super quick sellout. And by the way, whoever named it In Dust We Trust, genius. God damn, I saw the logo.
What do you like that? Thank you. We've been saying a lot, but it was really cool to add Matt with the, thank you very much. It was very cool. This is going to be our second time playing the Truman Theater, so I'm excited about that, man. Last time we played, we were in and out. But this time, I think we have a better feel for what's going on. So it's going to be really cool. I'm excited.
Well, listen, before then, you've got two dates with Creed, I know, in Vegas. You're playing, New Year's, the night before,
three.
And New Year's Eve? Three dates.
I think they would play Oklahoma or right. Omaha or something. And then we go to Vegas and do the two nights at Caesar Palace for New Year's with Creed. Yeah, so that's crazy.
That's a New Year's Eve show, dude. For sure, it's obviously a sellout. Caesar's Palace, I don't even know how many seats it holds. But what a way to ring in the new year with your brother, Tremonti. And I saw, we were hanging out, you and I, at the Creed show the other night. And, man, what a beautiful show. I mean, what a beautiful show those guys put on. Wolfie killed it with Wolfgang, WVH, or with Mammoth. And
Three Doors Down killed it.
Always.
Everybody spoke so, just the energy in that arena, Johnny, was incredible, man. Just the love, just everyone smiling. I had such a great time. I normally do the Irish goodbye, the Black Irish goodbye. I stayed almost to the very end, and I was like, let's get out of here. But it was, it was amazing, man, just to hang out. We went backstage, of course, and Tremonti was teaching Kingston lessons on the guitar. I'm like, let's go. He's got to do a show. Mark's like, no, sit down. I want to teach him this. And, we had a great time. I wanted to share with you, Mark has been a family with us for so long. We went to dinner while they were in town after they went to that Chiefs game. And as we were sitting at dinner, he looked at me. He's like, hey, man, what are you doing December so-and-so? And I'm like, we'll be at home getting ready for Christmas and, getting ready to play with you guys. He's like, I do that Frank Sinatra Christmas tour, like five or so shows. I'm like, yeah. He's like, man, would you come and sing this Christmas Donnie Hathaway song with me with the Frank Sinatra Orchestra? And I said, no. And then Ashley kicked me under the dinner table and said, yes, he will. And then
and this is what let me pull this out real quick. He for real will say no, not because you're not a kind and willing person. Outside the Seven Dust world, it's shocking to me because you are a world-class vocalist. You are an amazing singer, but I've seen you where you just – and I've always wondered about that.
Anxiety. I figured it out. I turned 52 and I figured it out. I'm a little crazy too. It's all right.
But I love that Ash booted you and you're in.
Oh, yeah. I'm in. Oh, my
good for
God,
you,
man. I'm
good
in.
For
we're
you.
Going. We're going to Florida. We're playing, I think it's like the Walt Disney Theater. I've seen the footage and stuff. I'm like, what happens? He's like, we rehearsed with him that day. And I'm like, it's maybe four original Sinatra people that are still around. But it's his 30-piece orchestra. I'm like, where do they all hang out at? He's like, backstage. I'm like, where? And he's like, they'll be Claire just hanging out. It's amazing. And he let me hear it. And it's a different sounding horn section. It sounds like seasoned, incredible. I cannot wait to be on stage with these incredible artists and musicians, Johnny. I says, what an opportunity to put in the books and say I was able to do something like that. So I'm excited about that. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Hey, man, I'm just so glad you said yes, because I know it's anxiety that keeps you from doing it. When I will tell you, you'll never say it, but anybody who has ever seen you live or listened to a Seven Dust record knows you will out-sing, outperform 9 out of 10 people you stand on that stage with, period. And again, it's just not arguable.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be trying to. I'll just get up there and try to sing like I do.
you, I mean, so you guys know, like, you know, because you started out before you met the guys, and it was Vinny found you, and Morgan. You were, Body and Soul was the funk band.
Yeah, Body and Soul was like a funk band. We like opened up for Mother's Finest, and we played around Atlanta and barely made it around town. But, you know, we were known to be that young band, and we were cool. And I remember I would always go see Morgan and Vinny. They used to be in a band called Snake Nation that almost signed a record deal with RCA. But the record label guy came to the show and was like, oh, man, I'm going to give you guys a deal. And he said, you know what, but I got this other artist, and I think I might sign him, and his name is Dave Matthews. Well, guess what? we don't have to go down that rabbit hole. That dude's doing okay.
Right? Dude, that makes me so happy, man. Again, it almost makes me happier than a New Year's Eve gig, just because I know how great you'll be with Tremonti and doing the Sinatra stuff and doing My Christmas. It'll be really great, man.
Oh, man, I can't wait. You know, I get a little weird, so I can share this with you. Hey, Nikki, how y'all doing? How's everybody? Greg,
good.
I love you guys. Jake. I thought about you, Nikki, last night because we were watching the CMA Awards, and some of my friends that I write with, Andrew Bayless and Mike Whitworth, got nominated with Jelly Roll, and we were all texting last night, and I was like, I think I see Dan and Shay, and I was thinking about you, so it was cool. We had the music up loud last night, but what was I going to tell you? What was the story? Ashes came down here. What to just maybe get off track? I was going to tell him. I want to get weird. Ashley said about you being weird. I was like, yeah, all right, so listen to this. I said, you know, Tremonti, he wears not like the tuxedo like Sinatra when he does his thing, but I told Ashley, I was like, look up antique tuxedo like Sammy Davis Jr. would wear.
Yes.
She's like, what does that even mean? I'm like, oh, just look it up. And I said, maybe do something traditional. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'm only going to be out there for a minute, but I thought that would be really
vintage,
cool,
yes,
and authentic to what we're going to do. So, authentic. You know, I'm weird.
Now, are you going to go old school, like dinner jacket style, like loose Sammy, or will you go more like tux tails, but like with a like I see it with like a red vest, like something that really pops hard.
All right. She's already looked at something with red on it. I like more of the loose, you know, I want something where it's kind of opened up, where you could tell they had some cocktails, did something weird in the back, and they're coming out to perform.
That's right. That's right. That's the dinner jacket. Yeah, that's the one, you know, right? Yeah. Dude, it'll be killer.
I love this.
Dude. Oh, I love it. That's the look I'm going for. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm excited about it. And the family gets to come down. We're going to actually stay with Tremonti, Tremonti and them, so that'll be cool. And get that over with, and then come back and get ready to do these shows.
And then
we're really excited. Seven Dust got a lot of stuff going on, and you know, just I can't believe we're playing the Truman again, and that's going to be so much fun. Kingston even said he found out yesterday. He's like, "We're going, right?
Oh,
you going to the show, buddy? Say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, King. How are you?
He's getting ready. He said, "How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, it was great to see you the other night.
Yes, sir. Great to see you.
And your hat was killer.
We get to see you Saturday.
Yep, we'll have dinner on Saturday night. That's right. You and I'm so glad you are coming, Kingston, and your sister.
Yes,
and then we will. We're. Do you know where we're going, King?
Anthony's.
That's right. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
that'd be good. All right. Let's you and I sit next to each other so we can talk.
He said, "Let's sit beside each other." All right.
Okay. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
I love you.
They love you. He's getting ready to say, he said, love you. He's getting ready to
say, I'll share something with you guys. So I'm watching at the show. Ashley is there. Jada's there at the Creed show, sitting in front of the house by the soundboard. And, I said hi to everyone. And I'm watching a show, and you're to my left, and then to your left is King. But I'm watching him watch you. And it was honestly the most beautiful thing. Like the love in that kid's eyes, it's the admiration. Oh. Like you can see he's becoming. And so he's looking around at everybody, and he's, you know, you can watch the cogs turn, right? What a great young man. I mean, truly, what a great kid.
Oh, it's amazing to see his energy and acceptance in what the world that we live in and what we do, aside, you know, everything else he's involved in. But it's so cool to see him gravitate towards the music and the energy of that and the love of the people and not being afraid of being in a room with that many people. Oh, man, it's very cool. And it was so cool to see. And another thing, let me tell everybody out there in KC, my birthday was October 3rd. We were at the doggone Cotillion, 650,000 miles away from here, jamming on my birthday. The next night, two nights later, Johnny and Art came up to see me in Seven Dust at Kane's Ballroom. And, man, that made and brought me a present. And you know what? That made my whole birthday. And thank you so much for being my brother. I love you so much, man.
I love you. It was a great show. Kane's Ballroom, legendary. And walking around there and just seeing everything, seeing the hole in the wall where Sid Vicious punched it when the Sex Pistols played there.
Yes.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy, man.
We played there a million times. So to have you guys show up and be there was so cool. And to meet the owner, that's, I don't know, he's such an interesting gentleman, yeah. Man. And he's been around for a million years. It's just a fun night. And yeah, I really appreciate you guys showing up.
Well, listen, I can't wait to see what this next year brings. That Disturbed tour, by the way, if you're just joining the show, the great legendary LeJon Witherspoon, Seven Dust. They're going to be playing and Seven Dust. They're going to be playing the Industry Trust Tour Friday, February 28th at Truman. But then you guys jump out for the spring run with Disturbed back into these arenas, and it's going to be a monster show, man. I just got to see Disturbed at Rocklahoma, and, you know, Dave Draymond knows how to put on a show. He knows how to bring it. He's a great front man and a great singer. You guys are matched, and if he doesn't pull you at some point, or at least try to pull you out during his set to sing with him, I'll be flabbergasted, because he's known to do that.
I'm sure, and, you know, my that's my yell, and yep. It's kind of close to the thing that he does, right? So
right?
I could do it. I necessarily don't want to do that part of the song, but I'll gladly sing something with you. It's going to be exciting. And then, you know, besides all the other spots that we're going to be playing with Disturbed, this tour is going to be great. I look forward to every spot. But on the 22nd, I believe, I can't believe we're going to be playing Madison Square Garden to end the Disturbed tour in New York. Are you kidding me? And what a crazy, just, you know, for me, a bucket list event to be a part of, to, you know, to be in Madison Square Garden, you know, just to perform there. It's going to be crazy. And to perform with Disturbed, you know, it's going to be just a big deal. So I'm excited, and I'm hoping that a few of my friends will be flying to New York to hang out.
So I know everybody always wants to write with you. And I was with you the night that Chad Kroeger mm-hmm. and Nickelback had played, and you'd called me when he sent a car at 11 o'clock at night, talked you into getting into it and coming down to write. Whatever became of that, and are you guys still working on that?
Yeah, well, we never wrote that night. We just dove really deep down in a bottle of Jägermeister inside the hotel, and we talked about it. That's still in the works, but, you know, that's something when he has time and when I have time, we'll get together again. We've been talking about that for, like, a couple of years now. But I recently flew to Nashville and wrote and collaborated with Andrew Bayless, actually. That was, you know, on the award show last night with Jelly Roll's writer.
Right.
And I wrote a song with the new artist Doobie just coming out, which is this internet sensation that's kind of crossing over now into that country rock style music. And it was an incredible writing session to go down just for a day and write, hang out at midnight. His new single came out, and it was just an exciting time. And I was out from my hotel in some alleyway, Nashville, Tennessee. I grew up and was born there, so it's weird. The Dream Hotel I stayed at used to be a brothel, Johnny, so we have so much to talk about. This beautiful hotel. As I'm standing outside, I see a hot dog place in the alley. I forget the name of it, Big Dogs or something. I'm going to give you a hot dog tonight.
You're in Printer's Alley.
Yes, sir, right there. So there's two venues inside the hotel at the bottom. I'm like, oh, wow, this is great. So there's a long line in the hot dog place, but right behind me, there's a venue that's connected to the bottom of the hotel. And I kind of looked at the guy, and I'm like, hey, how much does it cost to get in there? There's nobody in there. I see these twins playing. They sound great. It's like, it's free. Just let me see your ID. So I'm like, cool, I'm going to go in there and wait till the line kind of calms down. I can see the line to get a hot dog, go back to my room, come flying back home the next day. And as I'm standing there, these girls are jamming. I'm like, I'm into it now. I'm like, they're great, harmonizing, playing covers and requesting, and they're original. And I'm like, play some more original stuff. There's only like three or four people in the bar. I'm about to walk out, and all of a sudden, somebody walks in, and guess who it is? It's like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? And I look up, and I'm like, wow, what are you doing here? Fozzy.
Get out of here, Jericho.
Yes, of all people. So I got pictures I'll send you there. So me and him are hugging it out, and then people start, I mean, the three people that are in there, the only two recognize us both. So it was awesome. And so we started taking pictures, and it was cool to see him. He's like, I was just talking about you to Rich Ward. And I was like, yeah, so it was cool. I had on my 1972 weird jumpsuit, so it was real good.
Super. Dude, I mean, last time I saw Jericho, Fozzy, he was out mm-hmm. With UKJ. I saw him. They were at the Truman.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that tour. Yeah, very cool, man. It was cool to run into him, and Nashville always has just such an incredible energy, man. And I feel back at home when I'm there, even though it's a little weird. It's hard when I go back there, but the writing process always comes so naturally when I'm there with the people that I write with too.
Dude, and I just rolled through Nashville and Printer's Alley on that motorcycle trip, and I just took off by myself, and I ended up down in New Orleans and went through Mississippi and Jackson and ended up going through Memphis and Nashville, and it's Daddy's Dogs, isn't it? That's what's in Printer's Alley.
Yeah, Daddy's Dogs.
Yeah.
Right outside the Dream Hotel. You got to check out the Dream Hotel where I stayed at. I was like, wait a second. I said you could have put me in the Hampton or, I don't know, what's going on around here? I was like, I like this.
Printer's Alley's got some business going on.
I didn't
want
to leave. I was getting ready to stay an extra day. Yeah.
Well, look, man, I cannot. Well, look, I'll see you Saturday night and in your beautiful family. And I'm glad you're bringing the kids, man. It's, dude, I'll tell you, it's such a weird thing to talk to a rock star about. But just your family and your kids are so good and just together and just they've got it all going on, man. Every time I'm around them, I don't know any of us who haven't said that after meeting Jada and King and going, man, those kids are like. I would have had kids if you could have guaranteed me that they would have been like that, man.
We are very blessed. And remember, parents out there, new parents, all you have to do is at the age when they're small, you just make them do some push-ups when they do something. Not a lot of them. Listen, drop down and give me 2.5.
Yeah,
I know you're 3. Do it. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that. No, we've been very lucky.
Dude, the secret weapon is Ashley. She knows. Yeah. She knows. You can see that. Her radar is on 365. She knows exactly what's happening in that world.
Yeah, she's a great mother, man. And I've been very lucky. And so it's just cool. I can't wait to see you. I mean, we're going to eat something real good this weekend. And happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I love you guys so much. And it's so good to talk to you. And wow, just everybody stay safe and stay blessed. We're going to be all right.
I love you, man. I will see you in a couple days.